Pivot, please.
Thank you, Roshi. A reading from the Gospel of Matthew as taken from today's lectionary. Jesus said, "Listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, but put a fence around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenants and went to another country. When the harvest time had come, he sent his slaves to the tenant to collect his produce. But the tenant seized his slaves and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other slaves more than the first, and they treated them the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and get his inheritance.' So they seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. Now, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants?" They said to him, "They will put those wretches to a miserable death and lease the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at harvest time." Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes.'" So Matthew makes of this challenging parable an allegory of salvation history. The landowner's emissaries are the prophets of Israel, culminating, of course, in Jesus, the Son of God. He is rejected, that is, killed, but this is seen as amazing, or in another translation, wonderful. His violent death, met and overcome by answering love, is nothing other than the doorway to resurrection. In place of violence, brutality, and hatred culminating in death, love emerges and is victorious. Or as St. Paul says elsewhere, love never ends. So in Zazen, what is this self-rejected that opens out onto the boundless sky of love? The language of rejection, I think, is too harsh in this case. I prefer the gentler language of letting go. Perhaps letting go of the thousandth iteration of the worn and frayed story that I tell myself, returning again and again to my body breathing, to my heart beating, to the sound of crows as they squabble in the woods, or to the train horn wailing in the distance. And then going out, rejecting violence and hatred, responding to circumstances skillfully. That is, when someone is hungry, providing food. When someone is naked, offering clothing. When someone is sick or lonely, offering comfort, compassion, and hope. When someone is dying, offering attentive presence and perhaps healing words emerging from silence. As a hospice chaplain, especially for people aligned with no particular religious tradition or who are uncomfortable with the formulaic trappings of formal religion, I have had to find other words. It's the simple act of holding hands around the bedside of the dying that has given birth to a new language, a different way of speaking, and what emerged was the language of love. And then these or similar words sometimes come. This is a sacred time, a time of crossing over. And we stand together in awe at the edge of a great mystery. As we gather in a circle of love, may our dear one be embraced by love. And may our lives be renewed by the love that we carry from here out into the world. In the boundless sky of awareness, love never ends.